Hawaii's highest musical honors, the Nahoku Hano Hano Awards, were announced last night in Honolulu. Teacher of Hawaiian culture and language, Kealii Raichel, added to his collection of more than two dozen hokus. Last night he won another in the Best Music Video DVD category. Heidi Chang has more.
For the first time, there's a Hawaiian music DVD that features subtitles in both English and Hawaiian. It's called Kukahi, Kealii Raichel, Live in Concert.
Kukahi means to be individual, to stand alone. But within traditional Hawaiian thought and context, you know, there really is no such thing as individuality. Yeah, it's like a hive or a collective. And so we decided to embrace this particular word and let people know that kukahi is a very temporary thing. On the surface, you might be an individual. On the surface, you might stand alone. But you never get to that point by yourself. You know, you always have family and associates and colleagues that help to get you where you are.
Raichel's mother is Hawaiian. His father is from Germany. Growing up, he spent many summers with his grandmother, who taught him the traditional ways. In high school, Raichel got hooked on hula and founded his own hula school when he was 18. In college, he studied the Hawaiian language, which had been overwhelmed by English for nearly a century.
You know, I never heard it spoken too much, except at church. That was when, you know, you had the elders who were still alive and their preference was to speak in Hawaiian or to hear sermons in Hawaiian. It wasn't spoken in our family at all. And truthfully, when I first started going to college to learn it, there was a little bit of hesitation of support from my family because at the time there was no real reason, there was no renaissance yet of Hawaiian language and Hawaiian culture.
But Raichel persevered and went on to become a Hawaiian language teacher. Nowadays, he sings and writes songs mainly in Hawaiian.
Hinanie, hinanino, hinani kanohona pilikai. Beautiful and majestic indeed is my seaside home. It goes like this.
This song is about his grandmother's home by the sea. Hula dancers help Raichel tell the story. Viewers of the DVD can choose subtitles in English or Hawaiian.
Basically a teacher who sings well and choreographs and dances.
Puakea Nogelmeyer is an associate professor of Hawaiian language at the University of Hawaii and has written songs with Raichel. He says Raichel's latest DVD is groundbreaking.
You can follow the Hawaiian text as they're dancing or chanting, or you can click and follow it in English. And so this DVD, this is a whole lesson plan in a package. Beyond Hawaii, this is the first time anybody's had that kind of access to this level of cultural presentation, whether it's music or dance.
One of Raichel's best-known songs evolved out of a homework assignment he had in a Hawaiian poetry class. It's a love song titled Eo Mai. Like many Hawaiian songs, it has several layers of meaning.
It talks about water and how the water glistens and how people dive into the water and get refreshed. But the sexual connotations underneath that is that, you know, water is the essence of all life. And for us to procreate is important. Yeah, it refreshes our lineage. Yeah, just like taking in water, there's a certain life-giving process that occurs in every generation, and so that's kind of what the song talks about.
To a low high,
As for his own legacy, Kealii Raichel says he's trying to be a bridge between the past and the present, bringing traditional Hawaiian language, values, and culture to new generations. For The World, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
To see Kealii Raichel live in concert, go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Aloha.